Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Neil. And I am Rebecca Tickell. Oh, my goodness, Rebecca. This documentary that you have, Common Ground, but you've done so much in the way, in the space of changing our earth and but doing it in such a different way than everybody else. So much of it is so depressing and so, I don't know, like, can it really be done? And here you are, you take this approach of this fun to watch, interesting, hopeful, inspiring documentary, and it's going to be shown in theaters on Earth Day, which is so exciting. I am so happy to welcome you to the show, Rebecca.
Kim, thanks, Nick. I'm so happy to be here talking about Common Ground, celebrating Earth Day with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for being here. So, Common Ground, how did the whole thing come about for you?
Well, Josh, my husband and I, we write and direct and produce films together. We've been doing this now for almost two decades. We've made 20 films, and our first films really showed our personal journey with big oil. It was about reducing emissions. We've always been looking at, you know, ever since we saw An Inconvenient Truth back in 2006, like everyone else, we were very alarmed. And we felt like we needed to use our storytelling skills to drive people towards the solutions that could help stabilize the climate. All of that led us to learning about regenerative agriculture. We learned that there's no amount of carbon reduction, emission reduction that could ever get us to where we need to be to have a stable climate. That the only way that we can actually stabilize the climate is through what's called regeneration, regenerative agriculture, taking that legacy load of carbon that we've emitted as human beings up into the atmosphere, that our oceans are trying to absorb, that are causing ocean acidification, it's wreaking havoc on our climate all around the world. We can take all of that carbon and we can sequester it into healthy soil, not using some crazy technology scheme or, you know, it's literally just through helping out our soil and the life in our soil through building soil, we can stabilize the climate. And, you know, this is not new information. This is indigenous agriculture. This is indigenous wisdom. This has been around for a long time, but it's taking these practices of regeneration and applying them to how we're growing food in the United States. And by doing that within a few short years, by applying these practices, we can completely course correct and turn it around and draw down all the carbon that we need to draw down so that we can have not 50 harvests left, which is where we're currently at the rate of degeneration and desertification for how we grow our food, we can, within a few short years, have 100 million acres, which is the tipping point in the United States, into these regenerative farming practices. And by doing that, we will be able, I mean, you know, indigenous people talk about seven generations into the future. This is how we accomplish that.
You know, wow. And it's such a great option that you figured out that has already been out there versus kind of stagnating everything that's happening, right? Finally, we're going to figure out a way to work with the carbon emissions, but we're not going to change everything that we're doing. We're going to keep going, but do things more responsibly. I think that's a really huge solution.
In the sky to think that right now, today, we're going to stop emitting carbon. I mean, the world leaders, you look at all of these conferences of the parties, the COPs around the world, nobody can agree. I mean, people can't even agree about whether climate change is real or not. Meanwhile, we've desertified a third of our planet, which leads to famine, scarcity of resources, you know, disruption of the small water cycle, which leads to deserts, which leads to massive climate refugees, climate migration. I mean, I hate to say it, but this is kind of a biblical story. You look at the Old Testament, the extractive model of extracting food through agriculture, and then it leads to deserts, fighting, war, refugees. That's what we're experiencing on a global scale today. We're creating one giant dust bowl by the way we're degrading our soil through this extractive model of spraying chemicals, tilling the soil, growing things that don't make any sense to be grown in that environment through leaving the ground totally bare and for just growing one thing. Like, we'd love to just grow corn. We're really great at just growing corn or just growing soy. You drive by these huge monocrop fields. Do you remember when you used to drive down the highway and there would be bugs on your windshield? Do you remember when you used to like wipe your windshield to try to, you don't see that anymore because of the amount of chemicals and the amount of tillage. We've made it inhospitable for life on our farms, which is kind of a scary thing if you think about it, because that's where we're growing our food. And yet life can't grow there, that's not a good sign. So when you have a regenerative model, it's filled with life. If you hear all the sounds of nature, you smell nature, you can see nature in the shape of large animals and tiny animals and wiggling worms in the soil and biodiverse crops. You're not going to just have one thing. You're going to have a whole biodiverse array of different types of things that you're growing. And that is resiliency. Biodiversity equals resiliency. And all of this is covered in our film, Common Ground. Common Ground is opening on Monday on Earth Day nationwide in AMC theaters. It's only $5. I invite you to bring your children, your spouse, your family, your friends to go to the AMC theaters on Earth Day, get inspired and discover what your role is and how we can stabilize climate.
So fabulous. Good, Kim, with the question. But I mean, wow, I have a question about AMC and how they were able to do that. But go ahead, Kim, with your next question.
Yeah, Rebecca, everything that you're saying is just so intriguing and so interesting. But then it takes people to actually make it happen, right? So how receptive are farmers to kind of turning back the clock and having better soil, which I'm sure has to lead to better production and better produce, better everything that they're doing. But how receptive are they?
You know, farmers, they want to do the right thing. Many of them are legacy farmers. I come from a legacy farming family, so I know this firsthand. You know, my dad's a farmer. So you can imagine our Thanksgiving meals when I'm trying to tell him how to farm, and he comes, you know, from generations and generations of farming. You know, a lot of these farmers went to land grant universities, and a lot of these, you know, the majority of funding into these land grant universities comes from agrochemical companies. And a lot of the policies around how we farm, the, you know, it's the USDA, the EPA, you know, that's also where a huge amount of money is going from lobbying into regulating how these chemicals can be sprayed. And in fact, at the EPA, they had a huge party to celebrate 10,000 studies that they had waived that connected health issues to exposure to these chemicals. And at this party, they served cake. So it just goes to show the flow of money that's going into our government, that's going into these schools, and ultimately it's duping farmers into being debt serfs. They only make 8 cents on the dollar for the produce that they're selling. They're basically beholden to these subsidies and crop insurance and bank loans that force them to spray. And then they're slowly watching the cost of inputs go up and up and up as the degradation of their land continues to increase. And so ultimately, it's driving them to suicide. And in the United States, we have a 5 times higher suicide rate.
No,
than
I know.
Any other profession, if you're a farmer, and it's because of the way these farmers are being treated.
100%. 100%. What I was going to go and jump on, Rebecca, is this passion and everything. Organic foods, we should have all straight organic. We should not have any of the other stuff. We should look at protecting what food goes in our bodies. And I'm sure that's part of a discussion as well, versus where we're going as a nation. Organic, you know, no pesticides, bottom line. But Kim has a question for you regarding love, and then I'm going to ask you a quick question 30 seconds after that. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, Rebecca. So I lived a year figuring out the true meaning of love. I had this eat, pray, love experience, mostly in Haiti. And the things that I found out about love blew my mind. And you're obviously very passionate about everything earth, everything climate and whatever. And I'm just wondering, where does love come in for you? How does that play a role?
This is 100% about love. I mean, I became a mom while we were making our film, Kiss the Ground. And we have two children who are now 7 and 10. They consider themselves the executive producers of Common Ground, by the way. And we're working for them, really. And Common Ground is a love letter to our children. And the narrators of the film, we have an incredible group in Common Ground narrating. They're all parents. It's Jason Momoa, Laura Dern, Rosario Dawson, Donald Glover, Ian Somerhalder, Woody Harrelson. And they're all reading this letter to their kids, which is also a letter from me and my husband to our children, which is, yeah, we've messed up the climate. We have done this. We have impacted our climate. But good news, there's a way out. There's a solution called regenerative organic agriculture. And then the film is a promise that we are going to fight like hell to save their future. Mm-hmm. And that became my promise when I became a mom and my life suddenly became extended, hopefully, 100 years into the future.
Oh, my
gosh. I have a moral obligation to do everything I can with my life as a storyteller. And I think we all have this duty, this fiduciary duty to our children and to future generations, whether we're a parent or not, to do everything we can right now during this very brief,
yes,
powerful window of time where we can course correct. And we can. We can course correct. And now is the moment to do that. So it's time to stop arguing over whether it's blue or red.
Yeah.
Whether it's this or that. We find common ground. We work together. We each use our unique skills because this is a top-down, bottom-up, middle-out approach. It's going to take everyone to be able to solve. This is like worse than an accident.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. Everyone needs to go to AMC, right? On Monday. Monday, AMC. AMC Theaters Common Ground. Go check it out. Wow, I can't wait. Thanks for stopping by, Rebecca, and thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it. All right. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast, guys. Take care.